This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman, in for David Brown. From the viewpoint of one foreign correspondent, Texas is divided between urban and rural communities, Democrats and Republicans, immigrants and citizens. And those divisions aren't unique to Texas. In fact, they reflect broader fractures in the United States. At least that's according to Philippe Gély. He's a Washington correspondent for the French newspaper Le Figaro. He recently wrote an in-depth report examining this divide in Texas, and he spoke to Texas Standard host David Brown.
When people in France read this account of Texas mirroring America at large, well, what has their reaction been?
I think the issue is that, you know, you see the president saying in his inaugural speech that he would take the power off the hands of the people surrounding him, those establishment people, to give it back to the people. I mean, it may make sense in a city like Washington, D.C., or even New York, where the president is from. But when you go out in the middle, in the heart of the country of the United States, you see that it's more complicated than that. I mean, there are actually two people, and those people don't agree on anything, it seems to me. And that may be quite dangerous also. I think in a society such as the American society, which is so diverse, the lack of tolerance may be, it's dangerous because your neighbor won't disappear tomorrow, you know? So I think in such a diverse society, tolerance is very crucial.
You know, one of the reactions that a lot of people have had, certainly since the election, and perhaps even to your story, is, you know, what you're doing is you're raising this question, who are we as Americans? What does American identity mean? And what you seem to be pointing out is that there's not a simple answer to that question any more than there's a simple answer to the question, what does it mean to be Texan? It means a lot of things to a lot of different people, and we're struggling to find that commonality.
Well, I think seen from the outside, which is my position, I mean, I would never lecture anyone, but for me, being an American is being aware of this diversity I just mentioned, and accept it. Whereas when you belong to one of those communities, I mean, this is your world and you don't necessarily agree to accept another very different community with the opposite ideas, different cultural tastes, a different way of life and a different economy. So it's more difficult when you're part of the game, when you are a Texan from Jewett or from Austin, to admit that there are people next door who are living like in an opposite world to yours. I understand it's difficult.
You know, this phrase American exceptionalism has come up from time to time whenever, you know, we talk about America's role in the world. Is there something exceptional about what's going on in Texas that mirrors this exceptionalism that Americans do seem to invoke quite a bit?
What is so different here in the U.S. Compared even to most European societies is the diversity that, and the level of diversity that this society, this American society has reached. I mean, it's beyond, there is no way back. I mean, and you're way ahead compared to any other society in the world. The Americans may have some hard time adjusting to this new reality.
So in a sense, what I hear you saying is that what unites us is, in a way, what divides us. It's our different.
I mean, it's no longer about American power in the world. It's been all along about the power of attraction that the U.S. Represents for a lot of people around the world, and this power of attraction. I mean, the diversity of this society is very much part of that.
Philippe Gély is a Washington correspondent for the French newspaper Le Figaro. We'll link to his piece, which has received quite a bit of attention, at texasstandard.org. Philippe, thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Thank you for having me.